Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, I'm looking forward to this conversation because the very first meeting of the new Shared Island Youth Forum is taking place today at Dublin Castle. And the gathering brings together 80 young people from right across all communities, north and south, to develop a statement of vision and values for a shared future on this island, underpinned by the Good Friday Agreement. I'm joined on the line now by two participants of that forum. Cohen Taylor is an 18-year-old from Belfast and 20-year-old Caitlin Faye Maniti from Donegal. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Hi, it's lovely to be here.
Well, it's great to have you both. And I might start with you, Caitlin, if I may. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to get involved with this Shared Island Youth Forum.
Yes, first of all, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Caitlin Faye. I'm from Donegal. I'm 20 years old and I moved here when I was 5 years old. So I wanted to get involved in the Youth Shared Island Youth Forum because initially, coming from Donegal and being in these spaces, I am usually the only one in Ulster. And also having friends across the border, having dialogue and having conversations about different cultures we have and just overall kind of what we have something mutual or something that we have difference. It's always such an interesting conversation to have. So it's an honor and privilege for me to be part of something like this. And I'm very hopeful for the next.
Okay. So you've given us a lot of information there, Caitlin Faye. And you came to Donegal, you say, when you were 5. Is that right? From the Philippines. So I just wonder, what kind of a perspective do you have on what divided Northern Ireland, the communities of Northern Ireland in the past, and how people can, various communities can share the whole island in the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, I came here when I was 5, and I've had different conversations about the north and the south. I did feel the tension of some of the views from the people from the north and the south. However, I'm just experiencing the peace. I didn't have any preconceived or pre-developed notions or thoughts about the complex history or complex political views that North and South has. And so all I know and all that's normal to me is the peace that we have between the two. Mm-hmm. And so I believe, like, going forward, and a lot of my peers as well do feel the same. Like, I had a conversation with one of my colleagues about the orange and the green. And I didn't know what that meant. And that was, she thought it was very interesting and she thought it was quite funny as well. But I generally didn't know what that meant. And she had to educate me on that as well. So now I do know. Fortunately, you know, I do know. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's all about sharing perspectives. Isn't that right? And let me bring in Cohen Taylor as well. You're from Belfast, Cohen. You might tell me a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to get involved in this event.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on. I'm really, really excited to get to work in the Shared Island Youth Forum. I come from South Belfast, and I was really lucky to have been able to attend an integrated school, which is a cross-community school in Northern Ireland, and we have many of them. They're a growing type of school that we have there, and they aim to bring young people from different backgrounds and traditions together. And so I've been very used to having to share my own viewpoints about how we can build a shared future, but also being challenged on that. And so I was really excited whenever the opportunity came up to be involved in this youth forum, in order to have that dialogue and meet new people from all different communities and political traditions, because it's so important that whenever we engage in conversations, whether it's about policy or about our broader future, mm-hmm. that we really do take young people's views into account on that from all different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. The Taoiseach this week, Leo Varadkar, said that he believes that he'll see a united Ireland in his lifetime. Which is quite soon, some would say. Can I ask for your reaction on that? And you might tell me as well, are you, you can tell me to sod off and not answer this question if you want to, Cohen. Do you describe yourself as Northern Irish or British or neither or both? Or how would you describe your identity?
So, I mean, I would describe myself being born post-Good Friday Agreement as Northern Irish and wanting to build a united community for everyone in Northern Ireland. And I suppose whenever we look at the constitutional question, I view that very much as a political decision for politicians. And I mean, our focus in Northern Ireland needs to be forming a sustainable power-sharing government. So like today, young people spoke about their priorities regarding health, education, community cohesion, and that's what matters to young people. And it's so important to engage in that dialogue now, so whatever the future holds, we can plan and we can build a future that people from all communities can buy into and really invest in.
Yeah, I get that sense from you both, that no matter what you call the area or the jurisdiction or the state, you want a place to work, first of all, and you want it to be laden with opportunity for all of you and your kids and their kids and so on. And Caitlin Fay, that's really core to what you believe, and I believe it's core to your message to the event as well.
Yes, like one of the main things that came up in the conversation that we've had today was emigration. Young people were not able to afford in a place and live on the island that we love, and that's affecting where we're going to go and the careers that we're going to choose and the education path we're going to figure out. So there's a lot of discussion that happened today with all the themes under sustainability, opportunity, equality, and many more. And this is just the beginning of the meeting, and I'm so excited and so hopeful to see what else becomes.
Having said all of that, Cohen, I was in Derry not so long ago, and I met people from the unionist community, and we had a great chat, and there were some young people there as well. And some of them said that they had friends of a unionist persuasion, and they would be of the opinion that they felt unionism was a little bit under siege, and that some of their friends had a "what we have, we hold" mentality because they felt under siege, and they didn't like the talk of a united Ireland. What's your perspective on that?
I mean, I feel we need to be very sensitive in these discussions, and we really need to work together. We need to understand that every young person, regardless of their background, comes at this with a different lived experience and a different set of identities and perspectives. And so it's really important that we have spaces like this that aren't necessarily just about the constitutional question, but are about how we build a society, whatever you wish to call it, that people from all backgrounds can buy into and can feel that they are motivated and encouraged within, because that's really how, regardless of what political position you're trying to advance, that's how you get people to buy into it. You get people to buy into it by providing them a platform that they can build on.
Would you have a different perspective or understanding, Cohen, of about identity from your parents or your grandparents, let's say?
Well, I mean, I view myself as having very much been able, through integrated education, to build my own viewpoints and have my own unique identity. But I mean, I feel that recently we have been able to broaden out a very narrow discussion historically into a much broader conversation about the kind of future that we want. It's no longer a binary conversation. There are many young people and many adults as well that view themselves as not a part of that unionist nationalist binary, but view themselves as wanting to, as you said, make this place work. And I think that's really key.
But when it comes to elections, then it can be very binary. Less so in recent elections, but very much predominantly it's green or orange electorally, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there is a real need and a real appetite, in my view, for reform of how the devolved institutions work. But I mean, I would argue that that's not the case. It may be how the media wish to portray the situation, but there is a broad range of political parties, both north and south, that represent different groups of people with different ideas and different philosophies, and that does extend beyond the binary.
Can I ask you, Caitlin Fay, finally, about what Leo Varadkar said about a united Ireland? And he mentioned the minority and how we make the minority comfortable in that situation. I'm paraphrasing now. How do you think that would work, or how do you think the unionist minority, if it were ever to happen, would be made feel comfortable? How would Ireland have to change?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, and this is from my personal view, that is a big question to me. I came here post Good Friday Agreement, and I only know what I know now, which is the peace. And essentially, I don't know what would entail from a United Ireland. I don't know how that would affect me, my family, my friends. So currently, the policy surrounding it is a big question to me. And if there is ever for that to happen, there would be more clarity for it. So I think that's just my opinion, because I all I know is what I have now. That's my normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you've both demonstrated is that it's an evolving conversation, that, and the more input people have into it, the healthier and the happier the conversation will be. And I thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme. It's been a delight to talk to you both. Caitlin Faye Maniti from Donegal and 18-year-old from Belfast, Cohen Taylor, thank you as well.